All right, we're going to go ahead and call the courtyards at Schertz Canyon Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is November 20th, 2025. It is 4:33 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Roger, your chair, would you like to start?
You bet. Roger Thomas, Chairman of the Board.
I am Tawny Thomas, and I am
The clerk secretary.
the clerk secretary.
Jennifer Saulala, I also need help.
You are the vice chair.
Your
Thank
vice chair.
you. Thank you.
Karen Mitchell, treasurer.
Nariman. Yep, Nariman Ibrahimov, accountant.
Perfect. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on the 3rd. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look accurate, and I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
Perfect. Thanks, Roger.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Tawny. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. Nariman, I'll let you share, and why don't you walk us through third quarter financials and then the tentative budget?
Okay, I have the Nariman prepared financials.
Oh, thanks, Karen.
Since he's in San Francisco and doesn't have as good access to stuff that I do. So the 2025 financials through Q3 and the 26 tentative budget are included here. The general fund is up first. This first column is our 2025 budget. The Q3 up to September 30th is the second column. This is how much interest has come in. We'll talk about this legal fees being over the budget in a minute. The accounting, the insurance. Now, this will go up because I believe that was the rest of that insurance was paid now, right, Nariman?
I believe so. I would have to double check. But yeah, it will go up by the end of the year.
Okay. And so if we look up though, we were are we going to deal with over budget? There was something that was going on with this, and I can't remember what we decided
Yeah.
to do with it.
So we went back and looked. They did not include the amount that they were supposed to in the cost of issuance. So we did send in our invoices to UMB. I have not heard back from them or Kelly, who's our internal bookkeeper accountant. I have not heard back if they have made those adjustments yet. The other thing that after the meeting, we talked to them about being able to roll what was left of the cost of issuance out of both of the bonds over to the project funds. And again, I have not heard back from UMB on that either. So I'll make sure we get back. I'll get with Kelly from our side. Nariman, I don't know if you can reach out or can if you have access to look and see if they've made those changes.
Okay.
Otherwise, Christy and I'll get with them tomorrow and figure out why it's taken so long. But we did make those inquiries after the last board meeting.
Okay, so we'll get this will be fixed by the next time we meet, which is the Q4 end of the year.
And the public hearing.
And the public hearing. Okay, the third column is the tentative 2026 budget. We took our best guess as to what the interest would be for next year, and then also took the costs that we talked about together last time and put them into the budget. And I just wanted to have people look through it. We just picked the 17-17 to get a nice 51 here. I just want to make sure everybody's good with these numbers. Then this is for that general fund. That look good to everybody.
It
Yeah.
does for me.
This was the calculation based on what you gave us, Christy, for that new crime fund plus the insurance costs. The next one is the debt service. I don't expect anybody to understand this. Again, 2025 budget here hasn't changed at all. Here's the interest income and the trustee fee that's already been paid. And then we just come up with a net of 643 positive in this case. And here's the 2026 tentative budget. More interest will be in here. There'll be bond interest paid on this at the end of the year. And then for the 26, it's quite a bit more because there's more time for that bond to accrue interest.
So, Karen, do we show when is the first bond payment going to take place?
It looks like it was like on the 20th of December as I read it. Nariman, did you read that same thing? It was like 10th or 20th of December. And it
Yeah.
looked like it would be this amount here.
Okay.
However, I was looking at a couple of the other two, and it looked like I'm not sure where those are, so we'll get back to that when we find out for sure where they're going to end up putting those.
Okay. That's the first I've heard that it's a, typically they're not middle of the month kind of a thing. Typically it's June 1st and December 1st. That's,
Oh, maybe I read the 10th, but it should have been the
well,
first.
no, I mean,
Okay.
it's weird. It depends on
Yeah.
the underwriters, their legal firms when they do it. So.
Okay. I'll look it up again and make sure that I know it for next time. Well, we should have paid it by next time as well.
Okay.
Okay. And then the last one is the capital project funds. So far to date, $90,000 coming in. Since majority of that money will be used by next year, we're only projecting a $25,000 interest for 2026. He did change this number because this form didn't make any sense without it. This is the amount that we project will be spent by the end of 2025. This is what will, I mean, this is what the budget is. This is what's going to be that is spent right now. And we do expect to spend this, but we, anyway, I changed that. Not sure if we should have. We had everything being finalized out of the capital budget, not really sure what we were doing in the beginning. Now these are more accurate numbers, and I'm not sure if that was okay to do, but it really didn't make any sense to have all of it dispersed here in the budget when it really we're going to have almost 2.3 million that it's going to go out in 2026. Does that make sense?
It does. So, Roger, how much are you going to spend between, well, in the fourth quarter? Are you gonna, how much of that 2.4
Well,
that's left?
so we
Or are
have,
you saying 2.4 has been spent?
yeah,
Has
two
there?
four,
Yes. Go ahead.
yeah,
All right.
two four has been spent, and I think last time you guys said about 1.5 million. Keep that for the last quarter.
Which gets
That is
us.
the 3.9.
So, are you going to spend that 1.5, Roger?
I am going to spend not 1.5. I will probably spend somewhere between 5 to 8.
Hundred thousand.
Yeah, 500,000 to 800,000. I just got, because we just paved. And I have the bill. I just got billed for paving, which is 400,000 plus other fees. Yeah. So I would say we're going to spend, in addition to, so I've got this, call this 500,000. So let's say 800,000 in November. I don't think we're going to have much work done in December, as I expect winter and holidays.
Okay.
So, do we want to lower this down again for the next meeting or just leave it at what it actually turns out to be? How do we want to do this?
Well, it sounds like we're going to do a budget amendment either way. So,
So, if we're showing Michael 1.5 being remaining to be spent this year, let's wait until we know the actual so we can change it once and be done. Because if we amend it now, we're going to have to amend it again to meet actual.
now, if that's the case, should I put it back to what we had, which was everything being fully spent, so that we then we do one amendment?
My preference, I'll lean to To your counsel, Michael, my preference would be the way you have it, Karen. I like that it shows we're spending in 26.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. So we'll put it to actual and then ask for an amendment. How's that?
Because you always, we can overstate how much we're going to spend, right? We don't want to be under and then spend more because that's the big no-no. So I would rather overstate what we're going to spend and then come make budget adjustments that other way.
That makes
Okay.
sense.
So if we receive 25,000 plus we have tw almost 22,300,000 to spend, that means that we will end up to be zero. The ending fund will be zero if all of that is spent next year, Roger.
Okay.
And that's it for this.
Okay, so board, we're going to take two different motions then, even though they're combined. So we need to, and this is for when if we get audited in the future, they go through and see that we've reviewed the financial statements and then also the tentative budget. So this will be kind of that unique once a year where we put them together, but we'll take two separate motions. So the first motion will be that we accept the third quarter financials as presented.
Got it. I make a motion that we accept the third quarter financial statements as presented.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks, Tani. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. Then the next motion is going to be, and I'm just pulling up our December.
I will make a motion that we approve the 2026 tentative budget as presented.
And when is our public hearing date? That's what I'm looking for. Christy, do you know off the top of your head? Sorry, Roger.
I don't see it on the agenda.
Oh, there it is. It's on December 1st. So can you make a motion again? Approve the tentative budget and set the public hearing date for December 1st.
Sure. I will then cancel my previous motion and make a motion that we approve the 2026 tentative budget as presented, as well as set the public hearing date to December 1st.
Perfect. Thanks, Roger.
I
Thanks,
second the
Tony.
motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that is unanimous. So on the 25 budget amendments, so Karen Nariman, do you think we're going to need any 25 amendments then? So that
There
we know what we're going to post?
will be the difference between the projected capital funds number, which was fully put in there in the final number for that. But that's for 25. Are you talking about the 25 amendment?
Well, do we need any 25 amendments is what I'm asking.
Think
At our last meeting, we had talked about possibly needing some budget amendments.
if
If, go ahead, Nariman.
I was just going to say, I think the main one that I can remember is that contingency figure. You wanted us to move it out, and we're going to place it in one of the other accounts. But
It's
I,
$1,725.
yeah.
I don't have. Can you throw back up,
Yes.
Karen?
Yes. This is the 25 budget. This is for the general fund. And he's saying, do you want to move that possibly if anything is going to be over?
You don't need a budget amendment for that. It's within the same category, right?
Oh, that's right. You did say that last time. That
Yeah,
we're
each funds its own silo. Yeah, we can just move that as part of when we get to the year end. the
Okay.
next when we get to the December meeting. And
The
then
only
hopefully we have an update from UMB on what's going on with the cost of issuance funds. Because
Okay.
that'll give you how much did we have left in there? Do you
Cost of
remember?
I'd have to look it up. I
Mean, it's going to be a little less than 100,000, probably, right?
Yeah,
Because
because
we'll
there's a
be talking.
yeah.
Me pull up the closing memo.68 in one, 685 in the other. So yeah, they're maybe even more than that, maybe 100 and some change. Because we had talked about whether or not, Roger, you had got paid back for our initial retainer. And then they did not count all of our invoices. So just looking at it, I'm betting there's going to be 140 to 150 that'll roll into the project fund.
Okay.
Those are just rough me looking at it estimates.
Yeah.
So, and then how far away are you from starting to sell lots?
Great question. We are 3 weeks from
Okay.
starting to sell lots.
Okay, I need to get together that when do we but we decided that we weren't charging to, you've sent us the documentation that we were missing, right? For when do we start charging for the lots? Or for
Yeah,
the
I sent over, and if I
you
need
sent
to
over the
send it again.
releases, the release documentation. Yeah.
Okay, I'll look at that tomorrow.
I did send that, right? I'm not
Yes.
thinking I did. Okay.
I just got back from vacation, so I haven't gotten fully into it yet.
Yeah, so that's just use it as the template and let the title company know, because that'll need to be released.
Right.
So,
And
and
the
then,
clarification that you found on that, just sharing it with the team, is that gets released upon closing into the new owner. So COO is not the trigger. The trigger
okay,
is
perfect.
a transference of title.
Okay, that's perfect. That's good.
And then, Karen, keep track of that, because eventually it's going to need to go into its own fund. It'll be called the assessment fund. And so that'll need to get reported.
Okay.
In the
And we'll need to
quarterly
set up that
reports, it'll start
account.
asking for that. So there
Okay.
will be two pots of money that we'll need to track going forward. So once the mill levy gets put on, we'll receive checks from the county treasurer for that. And then we'll have that assessment fund as well. So those two funds are going to be used for eventually, once we get the capitalized interest fund has been spent all the way down, we should have enough between those two funds that that's what's going to make the bond payment going forward.
Okay.
Once the working capital fund gets depleted, the way it works is money that comes in either through property taxes or the assessment fund, the general fund money gets carved out first so that we can make those payments, and then whatever's left is what goes to pay the bonds down.
Okay.
So that's the priority. The priority is the general administration of the district gets paid first, so that Roger doesn't have to keep floating everything, right? And then gets paid back later through that reimbursement agreement. So that's the priority, is to get the district taken care of, and then whatever money's left over, that's how we make the bond payments. So if we don't have a bank account set up for the district, we need to get one set up in the district's name. And where it needs to be set up, and Roger, you might, or Tawny or Jen, one of you guys might want to do this, but let's set it up with one of the larger institutions. So whether it's Zions or whether it's Wells or whether it's, America First or
Chase or something.
one of the big credit unions. The reason why is all of the bigger institutions are part of the state's PTIF account, so Public Treasurer's Investment Fund. So what will happen is we can move money, and that's the way the county treasurers like to move the money, is through the PTIF accounts, so that there's no checks. So it, for accounting purposes, it's by far the best way to go, because you guys can track how the money's being moved. And then going forward, the only two that are, once we get that checking account set up, Tawny, you're not able to sign checks dealing with that account. Only Roger and Jen would be able to actually sign checks or move money. What your job technically in the code is to kind of keep track of that stuff, but you can work with Karen and with us to help district records wise with tracking that. But when it comes to transfers and writing of checks, it's only Jen and Roger that can do that. So, Roger, I don't know if you and Karen or Nariman, who wants to work out where to go open? Somebody here, I'm assuming, is going to be the one that needs to go actually open the account. So,
We don't have a local Chase branch. I would rather not use Zion Bank, so I guess
okay.
that would be Wells.
Or one of the big credit unions, if something's, close to you that's easy
Is there,
to use.
as long as a local bank or a regional bank participates in PTET, that's the only qualification?
That's what I mean. Technically, they don't have to be part of the TPIF.
TPIF.
Yeah, it's the Public Treasurer's Investment Fund, which, by the way, they probably have the best interest earnings of all the accounts, all the money markets that I've seen. Like, it's not even close. So we ought to find out who UMB has all of the money with, what money market account it's in. So Nariman and Karen, I don't know if you guys can look at that and see, but if it's not in the PTIF account, Utah's PTIF account, I would say let's move it to that account where all of these monies are, because what we've seen lately is it outperforms everybody, all the other money market accounts. But getting back to your point, Roger, so most of the mid to large regional financial institutions in Utah are part of that. The state treasurer has a approved financial list, financial institutions list. As long as you're on that, you get to participate in the PTIF.
Got it.
So, you know what? UMB's not on that. They're not going to be able to do the PTIF. So I've been pushing them for 2 years to get approved, and for whatever reason, they haven't.
So I am currently banking with State Bank of Southern Utah, right
I
there.
believe they are on it.
And we are in the process of transitioning over to Cache Valley. And Cache Valley is most likely on it as well. If State Bank is, I would imagine Cache Valley is also.
Okay.
So I'll confirm that and then open an account at one of those two institutions.
Okay.
That would be in the name of the Courtyards at Church Canyon PID, correct?
Yes. And do you have a copy of the EIN?
I do.
Okay. Yep, you'll need that. And then I would say list you and Jen for sure. I mean, you can list Tawny. Here's where it gets weird. For right now, Tawny can still, if we need her to sign stuff, but it's once the bond funds are gone and when we actually operate and the district has its own money in its own account, that's where the prohibition happens that Tawny can't sign or authorize transfers.
Yeah.
But when all the money's still with the trustee, I mean, it's not like she's able to do anything because it's at the trustee. And you've got multiple levels of redundancy to make sure nothing happens. I mean, we have
Yeah.
to see, Karen or Nariman has to see, UMB has to see. I mean, it's virtually impossible for anything to happen. It's just one of the state auditor requirements that she
No
can't.
worries.
Okay.
Just for consistency, because the way our organization is set up, Michael, is Jen and I are already signers on all the checks. So it's easy for me to just get Jen and myself, and then we don't have to worry about removing Tawny at a later date.
Okay, perfect. I like that. Okay. Last thing I have for you, I gotta have that report, those updates.
Okay.
And then
I'll
I
get
gotta have you sign it. Tuesday
that.
is the absolute drop dead.
Okay.
Hopefully you can get it sooner.
Hopefully so.
Okay. And then get me
Thanks
a
for the
couple
reminder.
site pictures.
We have lots of pictures.
Okay,
Lots
good.
of pictures.
Good. I haven't been down for a while, so I haven't seen them.
Yeah, we got paid last week, so that was a big deal.
That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Must look much different.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Anything else for us?
No, I think we're good.
All right. We'll see you guys on December 1st. I need a motion to adjourn, though.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Thanks,
Second the
Rob.
motion.
Thanks, Tony. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, guys.